All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Chasing Sunsets. Boston, 7 years ago. But when I got home, there was an unfamiliar car in the driveway. Uh-oh, I see where this is going. When I walked in the house, the whole place reeked of hatchet body spray. I'd gotten sick of that scent the past few days. It clung to Jay after school. It wasn't surprising that her door was shut. I almost opened it. Probably for the best that you didn't. Actually, it's taken a long time for me to forgive myself for not at least knocking. Feels good to get out of that uniform. I'll just hang out here until Christian's gone. Then I can tell Jay the news and we can head to the party. With Sis busy and the folks out, maybe I can have a little me time. Nothing wrong with a little porn on my me time. Hornrub, my old friend. Wow, this Brian Ryan's girl is so hot. Too bad she only does lesbian scenes. Faye Raygun. Something about her drives me crazy. Weird, the audio on this clip is messed up. Muffled giggling. Wait a minute, that's not the video. Ugh, sounds like things are heating up in there. This is just awkward. This sucks. I don't want to hear this. But I also can't turn on the TV or they'll know I'm home. We might be fighting, but I don't want to embarrass her with a guy. Unexpectedly, you feel your guts clench at the thought. Jesus, I feel like I just got punched in the stomach. Audible thumping. Is she fucking him? How could she? Why do I care? What the fuck is wrong with me? Rhythmic thumping. I gotta get out of here. Glass breaking. Jay! You rush into the hallway just in time to see Christian emerge from your sister's room. So, how was the game? Game? Yeah. Well, don't take it too hard. You can't win them all. Christian smirks at you before walking towards the door. Why him, sis? Of all the guys! You turn towards the open door and force yourself to look at Jay. She recoils at the accusation and your glare. Grim, I... Save it. None of my business if you want to be a slam piece for that piece of shit. Sobs. State champs, by the way. Figured I'd let you know since you had someplace more important to be. Catch you later, sis. I'll let Mom and Dad know you're busy. Grim, listen! Grim, wait! Fuck! Were you upset because of what happened? Or because of who it happened with? Let me finish and you decide. There's more? Oh yeah, the championship party was a blur. Mom and Dad could see I just shut down. James tried to get me to talk about it, but this wasn't my secret to tell. Given how she reacted when you took the Jenna thing into your own hands, I'm gonna say you probably made the right call there. I thought so at the time, anyway. The next 2 weeks were crazy. Wrapping up finals, graduation rehearsal, college acceptance. Wait, did you get accepted? Yeah, full ride football scholarship to Stanford. And I was an adult, so I had access to my trust fund. I could have used that to go anywhere I wanted, really. So where did you end up going? I'll need another scotch before answering that. Walter quickly refills your glass while hanging on every word. Mom and Dad assumed I was going to play college football. But I'd already decided I was going to take the year off. My plan was to winter over in Aspen as a ski and snowboard instructor. I just knew I needed to get away from home and clear my head. What ended up happening with Jay and that punk? I mean, besides the obvious. I ended up only seeing Jay one time after that, at the graduation party. She did come home beforehand to shower and pick up her dress. My guess is she was staying with Tara. How'd you know she wasn't staying with Christian? Excellent question, Walter. This is really the answer you've been looking for since I sat down. Jesus Christ, Grim, out with it already. While Jay was showering, I waited in her room for her to finish. I didn't know how to deal with how I felt after Christian left. Between that and the things I found in her diary, it was time for us to talk. I'll just wait here for her to finish her shower. Jesus' room is bright. How did she even sleep? Fuck, I'm nervous. What am I even gonna say? Hey, we haven't talked in a while. What you been up to? Fuck no. What are you doing, step sis? Shit, that's so bad and kind of fucked up. I'm sorry, Jay. I don't know what was going on in my head. Can we talk about it before the party? That could work. Jesus, she's gonna prune up. She's been in there for 45 minutes. What the fuck is buzzing? Jay left her phone under her pillow? Shit, it's the diary all over again. If she catches me snooping in her phone, she'll kill me in my sleep. God damn it, please be leg shaving day. Let's see who's blowing up your phone, sis. Password is solo shot number one, thank God. Whoa, wall of text. Christian, of course, better start at the beginning. Hey, we need to talk. Jay, talk to me. Come on, Jay. Jay, what the fuck? Let's be adults. Fuck you, Christian. This music's kinda hardcore, isn't it? Good luck with that, buddy. Looks like she's been ghosting this tool for days. Fuck you, Christian. Wait, they're fighting? I said stop and you kept pushing. I thought you were gonna rape me. Don't be climactic. You're overreacting. The fuck I am. No means no. You led me on and then you went all cold on me. You ripped my shirt. Would you have stopped if you didn't hear my bro come home? Doubt. Yeah, cause gym muscles scare me. The fuck? Fucking dead man walking. These gym muscles are gonna break your goddamn arm off and beat you with it. Enough about him. Meet me out front in 10 and we'll go talk this out. No way I'm getting in a car with you after that. One more chance, please. It's not just what you did. I wasn't feeling it with you. You were. You just won't admit to yourself. Give me another chance to prove it. I don't think there's anything you can say to fix this. It's not all about you. Fuck you. We're way past that, you emo date raping uncle fucker. What do you mean? It's personal and complicated. I need some space. Let's talk at the party tonight. Lots of people around. You owe me that much. I owe you a kick in the balls for the last time I saw you. Please, I'll leave if it gets awkward. No promises. I'll hear you out, but that's it. Thank you, babe. See you later tonight. Damn. You momentarily see red and hear the sound of your heartbeat in your ears. The fuck you will. You carefully replace Jay's phone and leave the room. Boston, 7 years ago. Graduation party. Hello there, Grim. Are you alright, son? Hey, kid, we didn't think you were... Uh-oh. Grim, you made it, son. Buddy, what's wrong? Grim! I turned off into the drive-thru and the dumb cop shot right past me. So I just ordered some tots and... Hello? Am I boring you? There's somebody behind me, isn't there? Christian turns to face you, his face twisting into the trademark smirk you've come to despise. Come to despise, rather. We're despising this fuck. Don't be this guy. Yo, Grim. Well, I was almost right. I guess you didn't lose, but didn't really win either. Does a title really mean anything if you didn't actually beat anyone for it? I'm not here to talk, Christian. The sound of your own voice sounds distant and emotionless to your ears. I'm here because of what you did to my sister. Christian and Jay exchange bewildered looks. What are you talking about, son? Your eyes never leave Christian as you answer James in a chilly monotone. Christian was here with Jay when Lakeland forfeited. Grim, stop. Let's talk about this. As your parents look at you expectantly, Jay's eyes beg you for silence. This loser tried to have his way with Jay. She barely fought him off. What? Is it true, sweetie? I don't know. I'm okay. I handled it. You handled it? Christian glances around nervously. Look, we've already worked through this. I would never... There's no other choice, guys. Your right hook is so fast, Christian doesn't even see it before it connects with his chin. Christian's head snaps back with the force of the blow. Christian falls backward at Jay's feet, struggling to remain conscious. Fuck! Spits. James glares down at him, his face uncharacteristically grim. Get up. You're not welcome in our home, Christian. You're lucky you got off with a beating. I should be calling the cops. Call them! All these people just witnessed your son assaulting me. As James lowers his voice, it becomes cold and menacing. What do you think a man of my resources would do to protect his family? Think long and hard about that before crossing our paths again. James is a bro. You'd better leave, now. Like when you talk about like the Alpha Chad or whatever, the guy that actually defends his family and all that, that's what I think of it as. Like the guy that a man is supposed to be, that's what James did right there. You know, a man that has his shit together, he's got, you know, he's not going to tolerate this kind of crap. That guy tried to force his way on his daughter. He's lucky he didn't get his neck broken. I mean, that's real shit. After Christian is escorted out, you turn to face your sister. You weren't sure what to expect, but it wasn't the naked rage you see in her eyes. Jay, he... Stop! Don't you say another fucking word! Her voice seized with bitterness and rising fury. So you thought you'd ride on in here and save the day, is that it? You called Christian a loser, yet he was the one letting me make my own decisions tonight. He almost... I'm not done! Here's the thing. I've gotten really good at taking care of myself. You made sure of that. Sweetie, if Christian did those things... No, you stay out of this, Dad. This is between me and him. You wanted a son so bad you never bothered to ask if I wanted a brother. And you, stay the fuck away from me, Grim. The further away, the better. Your heart skips a beat as you see the violence in her eyes. Don't need you. What the? After a few moments, the tension in her body is spent and her arm relaxes. The fire fades in her eyes. She doesn't resist as you gently lower her arm. With a pained expression, you bring your other hand up to cradle her clenched fist. Then wordlessly, you release it and turn to depart. It was the best thing he could have done. Grim, wait! You cast an anguish glance at your mother as you stride towards the door. Tara hesitates a moment. I'll go after him, make sure he's all right. Thank you. 2 hours later. Leave it to Grim to turn a party into a shit show. Mom and Dad didn't need to go after him. Tara's text said he's fine. But how did he find out what happened to Christian to begin with? That boy is a mystery. Hot shower, take me away. She's grown now, so it's okay. God, this is just what I needed. I'm doing it again. Overreacting in hopes that no one sees through me. Discovers my secret. Grim did exactly what I needed from him, and I'm punishing him for it. Yeah. I'm running out of time, and a couple of months we'll be at different schools. Then we'll only see each other on holidays or on big occasions. I can't leave things like this. I need to face whatever this is. I'll talk to him in the morning. If he feels the same way, maybe it's not too late. And if he doesn't, I can try to move on. Jay dries herself off and wraps herself in towels before returning to her room. At least Christian had the sense not to text. I half expected he'd push it. If Grimm didn't kill him, Dad would. I wish Grimm had handled it differently, though. That sucker punch is something I'd expect out of Christian. It's getting pretty late. Nobody's come back home yet. God, could that have been any hotter? He fucking caught my fist in midair without even blinking. As Jay slides her comforter aside, her wet towel falls to the floor. Tara straight up creamed herself when Grimm rode up on Christian like that. Let's hold that thought a moment. Time for a little walk down memory lane. Jay's hand snakes slowly down her body towards her moistening sex. The sleepover after prom would do nicely. Thank you. Tara, every guy at the dance wanted you, but you came home with me. No, you're the only one who's ever kissed me there. Maybe it wasn't our first time, but it was the best. I remember feeling your nipples against my clit while you kissed my breasts. I could smell my pussy on your breath. I wanted to taste it from your lips, but you had something else in mind. Okay. Oh, yes, tease my clit. Edge me again until I beg you to let me come. The look in your eyes when you're tasting me makes my heart pound, like I'm your prey. You never blink when you're going down on me. Fuck, Tara, I'm going to come. Oh, God, don't stop. Grimm! Too much! It's too much! Jay loses control of her body as shock and arousal fight for dominance. Oh my God, I can't stop it! Grimm, you're making me... Fuck, I'm coming! Yes! Pant. He's in my fantasies, again. But it was so good! God, how much better would it be if it were real? Tomorrow, we'll talk. This is starting to be like a Mia situation. Soft breathing. Boston, early next morning. I guess that's everything. Tara has plenty of time to let me get to Logan International before rush hour. My flight boards at 5:30 in the morning. This is for the best, but Mom and Dad would never understand. Quiet now. If I wake them up, there'll be questions. I'll miss my window. God, they really love each other. Mom couldn't have found a better husband or a better father to me. Goodbye, Mom and Dad. I'll miss you. I love you both so much. Please forgive me for this. You leave an envelope on their dresser before retreating back to the hallway. Fuck, this is hard. You pause in front of Jay's door. Out of habit, your hand reaches for the doorknob but stops short. I love you too, sis. I always have. For you, I'll stay away. You take a deep breath, ragged with emotion. Collecting yourself, you quietly slip out of the house for the first time. No shit, you just dropped a note and left? That's cold. I was 18, so my trust fund was accessible. I knew if I'd stayed, I'd be at Stanford in 2 months. I get the feeling there was more to this than avoiding college. I may be getting old, but it sounds to me like you're leaving details out. Nothing important. Anyway, I followed through on my original plan and went to Aspen first. I spent the summer there maintaining ski lifts. Lodging was free, and I loved the work. I stayed on that winter as a ski and snowboard instructor. James and Sarah would have taken this as well. James and Sarah wouldn't have taken this well. There were a few emotional phone calls, but by winter they were resigned to it. Jay never called, but I did get texts for a while. Angry at first, then pleading. Son, just leaving like that was a shitty thing to do regardless. I was pretty much on Team Grimm until just now. I know. If I could go back and do it again differently, I would. Especially replying to my sister's messages. But I figured that if she wanted me gone, I was going to stay gone. Don't be an idiot. She said that in the heat of the moment. You can't honestly think she wanted you completely out of her life. Do I have to spell it out for you, Walter? I had to leave because I was in love with her. Pretty sure since we were kids. Stunned silence hangs between the two of you for a long moment. Your scotch is free, kid. Jesus, it was right in front of me the whole time. Yeah, well, Aspen wasn't big enough to keep my interest. I took a trip to Belize with some girls when the ski season was over. That's when I caught the itch. The itch? The itch to travel and see new things. A trust fund in the hands of an impulsive teenager. Sounds like a recipe for disaster. Oh, it was. Honduras, 6 years ago. Holy moly, we're going to Honduras! Jesus, it's hot tonight. At least they keep the beer cold. Cheap, too. I gave Miguel a 20 3 hours ago, and they just keep coming. Yep, that's how it is. Cerveza Bravo! What have we here? A Canadian. No, American. I avoid labels. I'm just a guy enjoying a cold beer on a hot evening. An attractive young woman sits across from you and looks you over. You know, I have cold cerveza in my place, too. Do you now? That's not what he said, but that's what I said. No shortage here, either. Oh, you had something else in mind. You have no idea. This place is so dusty. Her Spanish accent is pretty heavy, but her English is on point. Tempting. But Miguel would miss me. And we just had a breakthrough in therapy. The bartender? I don't understand. Enough about him. Let's get out of here. It's such a short walk to paradise. I'm not often so forward, but... Podrea perdem... Pardon in tus ojos, ojos, en tus ojos? Wait, what? Is that your boyfriend behind you, lady? He looks muy upset. Largate! The woman shoots a venomous glance at the newcomer, but does as she is told. K to 10! Bye. If she's your girl, you didn't have anything to worry about, amigo. Either way, thanks for saving me the trouble. The man raises an inquisitive eyebrow. She wasn't my type. No redheads around here. They should put that right in the brochure. The large man sits in the chair the woman just vacated and looks at you intently. You're making me a little nervous, friend. Kinda makes me rethink the whole Han Solo shooting first thing. What? Never mind. This just reminds me of someone I used to know. You should be more careful. That woman was scouting you to see if you were worth kidnapping or not. How do you know that? Do women offer their bodies before their names where you come from? Well, no. Not usually. The stranger's accent was difficult to place, but it wasn't local. Jesus, this guy looks like the Terminator. If he wanted to wreck my day, he'd have already done it. Speaking of names, David. Just David? Just David. Grim. Ugh. So why the concern for a stranger's welfare, David? Ugh. I almost kept walking, but you reminded me of someone I used to know. I didn't know it at the time, but it was the beginning of a brotherhood. My best friend, since Jay. David had been an Israeli soldier who got captured in the Golan when he was younger. Wow, I can't even imagine what POWs go through. Clearly he was freed or escaped at some point. I don't know any details. He refused to talk about his captivity. All I know is that when he returned home, he wasn't a foot soldier anymore. He was inducted into Sayeret Mactal, IDF Special Forces. Sorry, guys. You could have had a worse wingman. You got that right. Alright. I guess something went sideways during one of his ops a couple years in. He left the service after that, and it was just chance that we crossed paths in Honduras. That butterfly effect again. What happened then? I think he saw a kindred spirit in me and took me under his wing. Up until then, I'd just been wandering randomly, finding excuses to avoid coming home. Now we wandered with purpose. What's the difference, Grim? It was like we were both checking boxes off of our bucket lists. Walter, the places we saw. We touched the Great Pyramids. David must have been Mr. Popular in Egypt. Let's just say the man had an impressive collection of names and passports. We hiked the Great Wall of China. Surely not all of it. Enough of it. We camped at the foot of Kilimanjaro after kayaking up the Pagani River. We saw elephants. Tuesday is ladies' night here if that's your thing. Tuesday is ladies' night here if that's your thing. We climbed K2, Walter. It's quite an itinerary. What's next, Antarctica? Oklahoma. That feels a little anticlimactic. We found things to do no matter where we ended up. Russian Federation 4 years ago in the Ural Mountains. Holy moly, this is getting interesting. Growing up in Boston, I didn't even think it was possible to see this many stars. Grunt. He just grunts, you know? He's one of those guys, you don't have to say much. He's just cool. It's noon at home right now. James will be watching the game. How long has it been since I just relaxed and watched TV? Who needs TV? These stars are the only ones worth watching. I don't miss the stupid shows. I miss the family time. We always watch The Incredible Race together. Was it a stupid show? It was an interesting one. Small teams competing against each other. Foot races? Sometimes. Mostly it was just to complete a goal of some kind. Sounds like a stupid show. Maybe. Dad liked it because he said the team that always won was the one who worked the best together. Like us, we're a good team. You can fight, hunt, cook, climb, and shoot with the best of them. Holy shit. Hey, he can. And you have a trust fund. Yes, great team. Hey, I've picked up some skills. If you call writing in that book all the time a skill. Writing a romance novel? No, I'm keeping a log of the places we go and the things we see. That would make a stupid show. I suppose it would. Speaking of skill, it's time for you to learn a new one. Is this your way of getting me to clean the fish? No, you're too soft. What? I'm in the best shape of my life. You cannot fight. Worse, I believe you will try even when you shall run. When you should run. Run? I'm no coward. You're not in Boston. There are no police here. In the real world, fights mostly end in death, or worse. It's almost always better to run or avoid fighting entirely. I can't imagine you running from anything, David. I would run every time without shame unless forced to choose otherwise. It's actually a very wise thing to do. Don't give in to that primitive, especially when you're in a foreign country. Do not give in to that primitive masculine aspect to whoop another guy's ass, because you never know what could happen. You would do well to do the same. You almost always have more to lose than the other guy. I've only been in one fight in my life, David. I'm not looking to have another. It will happen again someday, whether you're looking for it or not. Tomorrow we begin preparing for that. Sounds ominous. Painful, certainly. You adopt a mock serious tone. David, are you offering to be my sensei? More like a life coach for keeping your anal virginity a little longer. I'll have you know the list of Hollywood starlets I've been pegged by is long and distinguished. Quiet laughter fills the clearing. How long did this eat, pray, fight thing go on for? Most 5 years until David and I parted ways. Are you still in touch? No. Walter grows visibly uncomfortable. So if I'm doing the timeline math in my head correctly, that brings us to... Yeah, Mom and Dad. Sicily, 18 months ago, in Palermo. What you must think of me! I wouldn't leave the bar with just any Yank, you know. Even when they look like you. Ugh. Not a chatty fellow, are you? So you're the quiet, broody type, then? I talk. When it's important. Fiona, if you want to know. Huh? My name is Fiona. Grim. What's the deal with your husband, Fiona? That was him watching us leave the bar, wasn't it? He seemed pretty unhappy about it. Ooh, you're a sharp one. I have a hall pass tonight, Grim, and you're my plus one. What does that mean exactly? My husband made a mistake that should have been the end of our marriage. It may not feel like it, but you're the agent of his forgiveness. Tonight we even the score so we can try to move on. I take it he didn't approve of your choice. It's fair to say he hoped I'd pick someone less perfect. My girlfriend at the bar said you have sad eyes. You do, you know.
Is that so?
That's why you accepted my offer, isn't it? Do you hope our time together helps you remember someone? Or to forget her?
Both.
She offers no resistance as you press her against the wall and kiss her passionately. The thin fabric of her dress does little to conceal her hardening nipples. If that's how just a kiss feels, he was right to worry. So what do? You arrive at the room and Fiona suddenly seems nervous. So, full disclosure. My husband was my first and I have never cheated on him. Not once. I asked myself if he had these doubts when he was with her. I asked myself if perhaps it was enough that he saw me leave with you. Until that kiss in the alley. Only now, my doubts have changed.
Go, if you want. I won't try to change your mind.
You misunderstand. It meant that it doesn't feel like I'm settling a score anymore.
As you move towards her, you see her tremble slightly.
Fiona sighs softly as your fingers trace the bare skin of her arms. I want this, Grim. More than anything, I want this, regardless of bloody scores. Your fingers trace her hardening nipples through her dress while you lip while her... Bleh.
Let's try that again.
Your fingers trace her hardening nipples through her dress while your lips tease her neck. Soft moan.
What the fuck?
Jay. Get a grip, Grim. You're over this. Oblivious, Fiona unlocks her phone while you retreat to the bed in shock. After dialing a number, she sets the device on the dresser facing the bed. If we are to continue, he needs to see this. The deal was that you use a condom, but I doubt he did. So he'll just have to have faith in your self-control, won't he?
That's between you and him.
Enough about him. The rest of tonight is all about you. You are only the second man to ever see me like this, Grim. But you're the first to see me like this.
Fiona moves towards you with feline grace, eyes full of twisted promise.
Are you going to unwrap your gift, Grim?
As you begin to remove her G-string, the scent of her arousal, surrounds you. Removing your shoes and then your shirt, you feel a drop of warm wetness on your foot.
I'm dripping on you, Grim. That's how badly I want you.
Wasting no more time, Fiona slides your jeans off and releases your swollen cock.
Oh, you are so much more than just a pretty face, I see.
Fiona's breath chills the moisture from her tongue, sending shivers through your body.
I want to taste all of you.
Taking you into her mouth, you feel the tip of her tongue coaxing pre-cum onto it.
Oh my god, that feels incredible. She pauses a moment and then slowly forces your entire length down her throat. I can't believe I'm only your second guy. She's way too good at this. The image of Fiona's husband watching you fuck her face flashes through your mind. The sheer depravity of it overwhelms you and you feel your control slipping. Here it comes! I'm gonna come! You grip the back of her head and you begin filling her her belly with your seed. Ugh, fuck, Fiona, I'm coming! Show him what he's missing! Well, you see. Fuck! Where did that come from?
I don't know, but I can tell you where it went.
The raw scent of her arousal fills the room. You kiss your way down to her body. Let's try that one again. You kiss your way down her body to its source, inhaling her musk. Fiona says nothing, but her eyes plead with you to continue. Her body writhes at the tip of your tongue. Let's try that one again, too. Her body writhes as the tip of your tongue teases her engorged clit. Fiona slides her fingers into your hair, and you feel her entire body tense. Remembering your reluctant audience, you shift to give the camera a clear view.
Oh, fuck, yes! Grim, you're making my whole body shake! Don't stop! Don't stop! Yes!
Fiona's hips begin bucking wildly as she thrusts her clit against your tongue. God, I am coming!
You're making me come and my husband is watching!
Her eyes roll back and her body quivers as she's reduced to gibberish.
I need you to fuck me, Grim. No more foreplay!
Fiona spreads her legs invitingly while her eyes burn with hunger. You ease into her.
My God, you're enormous! I never imagined! Fuck me, Grim! Ruin me for Robert! Make me yours!
Okay. Fuck, this woman is insatiable!
Fuck me harder! Fuck me like I've never been fucked! Deeper! I need you deeper!
You turn her sideways and pull her leg over your shoulder to get a better angle. Her pussy makes lewd, wet sounds with every thrust. You feel her tension build. Fiona's moans become guttural, almost animal, as you fuck her relentlessly.
Coming, I come.
You feel her pussy spasming on your cock over and over.
Again. Your feels so good.
Did she just come three times or just have one very long one? Her leg finally goes limp in your hands and you feel a flash of panic.
Fiona! I can't come again!
But I can!
Yes, I want your cum inside me!
You roll Fiona onto all fours and enter her from behind. In spite of her words moments before, you feel her thrusting back to meet you.
Fuck me, Grim! Fuck me!
Fiona digs deep and grinds against you while you rail her battered pussy. To your amazement, you once again feel the telltale tightening around your cock.
You are unreal! I don't know how, but you're making me come again!
This time she simply shudders and flails as if impaled upon your cock. Her lewd whimpers accompany the scent of her sex wafting up from your fucking.
I can't go back to him. It's over. Not now. Come inside me, Grim. Don't listen to what I said before. I want it. I'm gonna come. Yes, inside. Make me yours.
You nearly do as she begs, but at the last moment, something holds you back.
Fuck!
Fiona sighs contently as you paint her back with stream after stream of warm cum.
Yeah.
After what feels like a full minute, you are finally spent. Fiona lays before you covered in your seed and utterly exhausted. Moments later, she's snoring lightly. You gently clean her and lay down beside her. I wonder if he'll watch us sleep too. It does not take long for slumber to find you.
Okay, and it is with that, we are going to end it for right now.
I gave you a little more than I expected because I was only going to do 30 minutes, but I didn't want to cut the scene. So, at any rate, I know you're probably interested in the story a little bit more than you were before. We'll be back with more Chasing Sunsets, so look forward to it next week. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and oh, well, you know, because we're doing comics on Thursday, obviously, then Friday, you get the picture. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Chasing Sunsets.